all the way from Southern California, the fabulous Country Gazette. Testing. I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I've had a never-ending love for you. After all this time of being alone, we can love one another, smile for each other from now on. So many people stuck it out through the rain and all that stuff. Hopefully it's all over. But if it's not, why, it may get a little damp around here, but don't let it dampen your spirits any, because the music's going to go on for a while. So hope you all hang in through it. And along with everybody else, we just ate. Have you ever tried to pick after just eating? It's just about impossible, but we'll see what happens here. Can you hear everything out there all right? Everything coming through? Mandolin and banjo, huh? Well, all right, crank them on. Down through the years, learning to play music and everything, we play bluegrass instruments. We're not always referred to as a bluegrass band, but we've had to learn to play a little bluegrass along the line. And we've all developed our favorites, records and things that we listen to and artists that we like in the bluegrass field. Like Alan Mundy, our banjo player, he's kind of partial. He likes group sounds and things like that. And he likes, I think his favorite bluegrass band is, who is it? Ike and Tina Turner. Yeah, he's kind of partial to them. Kenny Wirtz here, being a guitar player and a singer, he's always been rather partial to either Jimi Hendrix or Jimmy Page. He thinks they're the best bluegrass he's heard. Roland, and he keeps changing. I don't know. He's the crooner of the group. And he's, who's your favorite bluegrass?
Ray Charles.
Stevie Wonder.
Red Smiley.
Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, and Red Smiley. Well, there you go.
Bobby Osborne's not bad either.
There you go. Of course, my favorite has always been the same one. I just stuck with the same bluegrass people all the way through. And that's my favorite one, of course, is Elton John. And especially when he wrote a little bluegrass song called Honky Cat.
In the country, fishing in a stream, looking for an answer, trying to find a sign, until the city lights. Honey, I replied, you better get back, honky cat. Better get back to the woods for life. Quit those days and my redneck ways. And the change's gonna do me good. It's a golden rule, you better get back, honky cat. Living in the city ain't where it's at. It's like trying to find gold in a silver mine. It's like trying to drink whiskey, oh, from a bottle of wine. They said, stay. Living in the city, boy, you're gonna break your heart. How can you stay when your heart says no? How can you stop when your feet say go? Better get back, honky cat. Better get back to the woods. Well, I quit those days and my redneck ways. And the change's gonna do me good. Living in the city ain't where it's at. It's like trying to find gold in a silver mine. It's like trying to drink whiskey, oh, from a bottle of wine.
Little, still can't hear the banjo? Can we have a little more banjo? Banjo and a mandolin. Why? Can't hear the mandolin at all. Well, just crank him up, by golly.
Okay.
Anyhow.
How long today?
Testing.
Everybody in the front is sitting between the speakers.
Oh, yeah, the people, you're sitting between the speakers back there, they're probably hearing it all. Whatever. We're going to do a little banjo picking here right now. We mentioned earlier today when we did a show that Alan Mundy has his own five-string banjo album called Alan Mundy's Banjo Sandwich. Do you have anything you'd like to say about
it?
You've got heartburn? I thought you had a banjo album.
That chicken was just a little too strong for me.
Was it? Good though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Say something about your album.
It's called Alan Mundy's Banjo Sandwich.
I just said that. Say something about the album.
Let's see. It's probably the finest banjo album that's ever been made. I hope you don't believe that.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
I've got this old car I'd like to car, see.
You want to play one from your album?
Yeah, I'll play an Earl Scruggs number.
Earl Scruggs number? Okay. Which one?
Gerald Dixie.
Well, all right. Okay, this is one from his album, and if you're into, go ahead, Al. I do this a lot.
I just want to say that no matter how I play it tonight, it's better on the album.
Oh.
You know, it's not
bad. And you're playing your brand new Scrimshaw model Stelling banjo, Stelling Wondertone, which is a heck of a banjo, is telling us. If y'all are into bluegrass music, especially banjo playing, I'm sure you'd have to agree that nobody can play Earl's old tunes the way he did. But I think after hearing this, you'll have to agree that nobody can play them quite the way Alan Mundy does. Here's Dear Old Dixie. Thank you. Alrighty. We would like to do another old timer here. And speaking of old timers, we usually have to get around to Roland here, because he does the old timers better than anybody we've ever met. Says there's nothing like an old timer. He's done a couple that we had to chase out of the motel, but we're doing an old time song here. This is one that this is going to be on the next album when it comes out. In fact, the album's already been released in Europe, and when it was released in England, they thought so much of this one cut that they named the album The Sunny Side of the Mountain. Done a couple of old songs for us. I think we'll just do another one. This is one that we all sort of learned to pick on, you might say. In order to play a Teach Your Children or a song like that, you got to learn to play the instrument somewhere along the line. And this is one of them kind of songs we all learned to pick and sing on. And it's still a lot of fun for us to do. A little old nonsense song called Rabbit in a Log or Feast Here Tonight.
That way I'll keep my door.
Do something maybe just a little bit different here right now. Seems like a very popular and well-received type of music that goes along with your bluegrass music is your old-time banjo fiddle numbers. And I'm sure that one quick glance up here would tell you why that we cannot do a banjo fiddle number. And it takes a banjo and a fiddle. But one night just before we were going on stage, Alan and Roland come up and say, "Hey, we've got a banjo mandolin number all worked out." Now, one of the nice things about banjo fiddle is that the banjo has all these notes going on in a hurry, and the fiddle has the long, sustained, pretty tones, and the combination is just beautiful. But I could just hear all those fast notes on the mandolin with all those fast notes on the banjo, and I thought it might sound sort of like a popcorn popper gone wrong or something like that. But they insisted that it would be real good, and they were so right. They went ahead and did it, and I was amazed. I think everybody was, and we think you will be too. We'd like to have them do a little thing called Texas Gales with the banjo and the mandolin.
Hey!
we're going to do just what happens to be the first country music record to ever sell over 1 million copies. And I don't know how many people might know what that is. We've had guesses that run the gamut of music, period. But the first... Where were we? We just got a message from backstage there and lost track of
the first million seller.
Oh, the first, that's first country music record to ever sell over a million copies, yes. And it just happens to be an old song that Vernon Delhart recorded. Do you know what it is, Kenny?
Oh, yes, Six Pack to Go.
Oh, that's your first million seller. No, that's not the one, though. There's an old song called The Prisoner's Song. If I had wings on my bagel over these bakery walls, I would fly, or whatever it was. So we'll try it here. Here's our version of it. Check my schedule so I forget who's on next, but I guess it's going to go on till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, weather permitting. In fact, if y'all stay out there, it'll probably go on weather not permitting. You know how festivals are. So this is a fairly dry one compared to a lot of them we've been to. So, but we've been doing a bunch of old-timers on this set. And this is a bluegrass festival, and we tend to stray away from bluegrass every once in a while. But we would like everybody to know how much we do love it, and our roots are embedded in it, or however you say it. And we do like to do it. In fact, it's a pleasure to play at a place where we can do more of it. And so I think we'll just close this portion, our portion of this show off, with just a little bluegrass here. I don't know any other thing to call it, because it's sort of a, it's just bluegrass. Thank you.
On a long, lonesome journey I'm going. Oh, darling, please don't get by. Knowing shackles and chains they take me to a prison to stay till I die. And at night to the bars I will gaze at the stars and long for a kiss is in vain. A piece of stone I will use for a pillow while I'm sleeping in shackles and chains.
Sunny Southern California.